Now, let's give a round of applause for our 10-minute speaker, one of our own from South County, Troy D. from Oceano.
Oh, goodness. Good evening, everybody. My name is Troy. I'm an alcoholic. All right, it is now 10 after 8. Many people in this room know that my sharers can tend to go a little long, so I'm going to be watching that clock. What it was like, what happened, and what it is like now. I like to stick to the basics. I'm not big on the drunkalog. Let me just say that I drank enough to get into these rooms. By the time I came to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, I was mentally ill, morally bankrupt, spiritually broken. It was about this time, 8 years ago, that I was adamantly arguing with a psychiatrist and a therapist that while I knew I had problems, I didn't need to go to Alcoholics Anonymous. Fast forward a little bit. April 28th, 2011, I had a drunken nervous breakdown. Found myself admitted into 5 East down at Cottage Hospital, where I, oddly enough, attended my first Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. And I subscribe to the fact that if you attend your first Alcoholics Anonymous meeting in a mental hospital, maybe you need Alcoholics Anonymous. I will say this, the arguing went clean out of me after that experience. Now, I did something that I normally don't do. I didn't procrastinate. I can't say that I loved drinking. It was just all I had. It really was just all I had at that point anymore. Like a lot of people, I'd had tragedies and ups and downs, woes and miseries. And as an alcoholic, drinking was my solution to all of it. And without alcohol, I really didn't know what I was going to do. And I didn't see how going to these meetings was going to fix that. I just couldn't wrap my head around it. But at the same time, I had enough of a window where I could see that what I was doing was just going to end up killing me. So I went to those meetings. I got out of 5 East, went to Serenity, oddly enough, got a meeting schedule from Bob over there. But that was about 10 o'clock that morning. I came back at the noon meeting, and I have been attending meetings there ever since. I'm very active in that group. I'm very active in that group today. That was 7 years, 8 months, and 10 days ago. I did the calculations today. That's a lot of days sober. And I was thinking about it. Let's see, 2,810 days, I believe, is what the calculator said. And you know what? Most of those days have been fantastic days. The number of days that have really been pretty bad, maybe a dozen. And I got through those days without drinking. The rest of them are pretty good. And how did that happen? Because of Alcoholics Anonymous. It happened because I encountered a God of my understanding in those rooms. It happened because I did the steps. It happened because the old timers in those rooms told me to keep coming back. It happened because my first sponsor took me through those steps. It happened because I went to a lot of meetings and I didn't drink in between meetings. I did all the simple stuff. And I was almost too smart for that. My first sponsor told me very early on, he said, Troy, you're one of the smart ones. And I actually took that as a compliment. It took me about a week to realize he was not complimenting me. Because you can be too smart for this. You can have it. You can have it all figured out. You can be too smart for your own good. And I don't know what happened. I guess it just got beat out of me. I just had enough. Something about raising my hand and saying, I'm Troy, I'm an alcoholic, that first time left me convinced, and I've never wanted to take it back. I've just never wanted to take it back. And what I found in Alcoholics Anonymous was everything I was looking for when I was out there drinking. I found a place where I belonged. I found purpose. I love reading the Big Book. I love the lines in the Big Book. Some of my favorite lines, one of my all-time favorite lines is from Bill's story, an alcoholic in his cups is an unlovely creature. I think that's some of the best understated words strung together in history. I like a vision for you. Yeah, that's a good one. I like the laughter and the camaraderie. I was not a drinker who was out having a good time. I was home drinking alone, hoping I could drink enough to pass out, wake up the next day and start all over again. A lot of times I was that drinker at home, hoping I'd pass out and not wake up the next day. I remember someone talking about the way they drank, and they said it was like they were waterboarding their soul. I remember writing that down in my notebook, and that stuck with me. I remember the first time I heard someone say, hope to die drinking. The way I drank was hope to die drunk. All these things related to me. I listened to what my fellows share in the rooms. What I have found in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous is quite literally everything I've sought in a church, everything I've sought in a bottle, and I'm grateful for it. What do I do to stay sober today? I do the same things I do when I first came into the rooms. I still write a gratitude list. And when I'm getting a little bit twisted up, I go back to that gratitude list and I tell myself, if I'm truly grateful for these just 10 things I wrote down on the list, why am I getting bent out of shape about this one thing that's not going right that day? I stay in touch with alcoholics all throughout the day. Texting's great. Texting's great. The laughter's great. It says in the Big Book that God's will for us is to be happy, joyous, and free. And I have found that has been true. I married a woman in this program, and I've known more joy and more peace in that relationship. Believe me, I've been married twice before, and drinking destroyed both those marriages. We just celebrated our first wedding anniversary. We didn't even get to have one argument. We can do that later. The other thing it says in the promises, going back to the book, is God will do for you what you cannot do for yourself. God did for me what I would not do for myself, because I'm a pretty lazy, obstinate, procrastinating kind of person either. I've had things happen in my life that I wouldn't have imagined, or I was too stubborn or proud to do for myself. I've had relationships mended. I've been able to forgive betrayals, and I've been forgiven betrayals. I've known peace and genuine serenity that I couldn't have imagined. One of our regular members, we joke about how some of us come into the room. Oh, you were a crier. Oh, you were this, you were that. Everyone remembers me as being a little bit scary and a little bit crazy. And I was. I came into the rooms at Nelson Street very angry, very lost, and knowing dang good and well what they mean by being in the last house on the street. I knew I was in the last house on the street. But you know what? I'm glad I got there, and I found it to be a home. And there's no place I'd rather be. And my God has a very great sense of humor. That's why I appreciate the laughter. And I see my 10 minutes are up. To you newcomers, come and laugh with us. Come and heal with us. Come and get sober with us. Thank you for having me.
Just give Troy another round of applause. That was great, Troy. Thank you.